Well, it's 4 days to Christmas now, and if you need some last-minute suggestions for your Christmas shopping, we do have you covered. How about giving the gift of a great television series, freshly mastered or remastered on DVD? You could just point them to the iView player and Foreign Correspondents back catalogue, but there are some other options. Dan Barrett joins us now with some suggestions. He's Deputy Editor at Media Week and Content Director at the Televised Revolution podcast. Very good morning to you.
Good morning. ABC iView, I mean, they've had to pay for it themselves already via taxes. It's a bit of a cheap gift.
It's my kind of gift. Before we get into TV series you've chosen for us, is there still an appetite, do you think, for people to buy a physical DVD box set exactly to that point?
Look, I mean, when I suggested this flimsy pretense of a segment, I was a little bit concerned that might be a bit of an issue, but I think people are still buying DVDs with TV shows and movies. At least it's starting to phase out a bit. So if you're still holding on to this dream that people want that as a gift, here's the segment.
It doesn't feel all that Christmassy to give someone a Netflix subscription or an iTunes voucher, does it?
Oh, completely. I mean, you can go down to your local supermarket and buy the gift cards, but I don't know, I feel a bit funny doing that.
Anyway, Penny Dreadful is the first one we're going to look at. Why? Is it worth it? Let's have a listen.
Do you believe there is a demi-monde? A half-world between what we know and what we fear. A place in the shadows, rarely seen but deeply felt. Where some unfortunate souls are cursed to live always.
That sounds like a warning.
It's an invitation.
That's a bit of Penny Dreadful there. This is a pretty big one, isn't it?
Look, it's a fairly big budget, exciting gothic romance drama series. What's kind of fun about this one is that I think the big issue with TV at the moment is when you're trying to convince someone to watch something new, there's so many seasons of TV to watch. There's just so many hours you need to commit to. This is at that ground level. So there's only 18 episodes so far, two sets of on DVD. So season 2 just came out. And basically, it's a gothic romance adventure show, and it features a lot of literary characters in it. So Dorian Gray, Dr. Jekyll, Victor Frankenstein's in it, and Abraham Van Helsing, who's the vampire hunter that took down Dracula, he's just entered the show as well. And you've got this sort of great cast behind it as well. You've got Eva Green and Timothy Dalton, Billy Piper from Doctor Who's in there, and theatre actress Patti LuPone. And it's this thing that kind of feels it's a little bit British. I think there's some British money into the TV show as well. And it really sort of ticks all those boxes for those who love their vampires and werewolf series from years gone by.
Next up, we've got an American TV series. Actually, I've not heard of this one. It's called Unreal. Explain this concept to me, please.
Okay, this is one of TV's best television series from the last year, and a lot of people I don't think have really cottoned onto it yet, but everyone who's gotten into it love the series. It is phenomenal. It's basically a behind-the-scenes look at a show like The Bachelor. It's not quite The Bachelor, but that's what it is. And it's about the TV production that goes behind it and all the ethical decisions and mistakes that get made along the way ethically as they go
meta,
to push...
Meta TV.
It's very meta. And yeah, it's very much about the decisions made to push contestants in certain directions and the fallout that takes place as a result of that, destroying lives, both the lives of the contestants as well as the people behind the scenes.
That never happens, does it?
Never. And much like The Bachelor and working on that very meta-textual sort of element, because it's something like The Bachelor, which is all about romance and, you know, pushing that forward, behind the scenes there's also the romances going along as well. But unlike the fairy tale on the TV screen, the romances behind are just dark, nasty, terrible romances.
All right, here's a sizzle from Unreal.
Okay, here we go. You get cash bonuses for nudity. 911 calls. Get that out of my face. Cat fights. We are selling true love here. True love, people.
That is an entrance.
Oh, wow.
Her husband was physically abusive.
Use it.
I'm just sick of being a manipulative bitch.
Leave your conscience at the door. I need your head in the game.
Yes. Have a good show, everybody. The crazier, the better.
Cash bonuses for nudity. You know they offer that to people filling in for Fran Kelly as well.
Look, I was in studio with you last week. I know all too much.
Now, X-Files. David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson return as Mulder and Scully.
Yes, there's a brand new season. So there's already been 9 seasons so far. I think it's about 202 episodes all up. But Fox have decided they're bringing it back in 2016. So at the end of January, Channel 10 will be screening it day and date with the US. But if you want to get ready for The X-Files and you want to catch up with some of the 9 seasons worth of TV that came before it, if you start now, I did a bit of rough maths on it, and you could probably watch every episode with room for 2 to 3 showers along the way. So you've got the time.
It's not my idea of summer holidays. Let's take a listen.
It'll probably start on a Friday. What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
Yeah.
I'm here.
They police us and spy on us. Tell us that makes us safer. We've never been in more danger.
Then do something about it, Mulder.
I have seen this before. You're on fire, believing that you're onto some truth, that you can save the world.
This is my life. This is everything I believe in.
All right. That's X-Files. Is that sound from the new one, or is that...
From the brand new Blu-ray series, yeah. But there is a remastered Blu-ray edition, and that's got all 9 seasons of the show. And I was just reading some interviews with the guys that put together that set, and I spent about a year and a half just remastering all the episodes, and I've seen clips, and it looks gorgeous now. So if you like The X-Files, and maybe have a few sets on DVD, but you want to maybe think about the Blu-ray, like, this is the set to pick up.
If you really, really hate the outdoors and the sunshine and the
Which
cricket,
I do.
You're not going to do this, eh? All 9 series?
Look, I'm not going to do that. You know, I've had my X-Files fill over the years. However, I won't be leaving the house. Like, don't make that mistake.
What is the one thing that you would watch over the next few weeks?
If I was just recommending something to someone, Unreal, which we just talked about a moment ago, like, that is just phenomenal TV that I think a lot of people will really enjoy. Me, I am going for a show made by the people at HBO called The Nick. It's a Steven Soderbergh directed drama series set in 1901, and it's about a hospital in the early stages of medicine. So basically, it's like watching ER, but with people who have no idea what they're really doing, and it's just blood, it's gore, and it's just horrific to watch, but it's really captivating.
Dan, thanks very much. Have a great Chrissy.
Yeah, you too.
Dan Barrett is Deputy Editor at Media Week and Content Director at The Televised Revolution.